This is Morning Edition from NPR News. With Steve Inskeep in New Orleans, I'm Renee Montaigne. Britain remains on its highest state of alert this morning, a day after the arrest of 24 people suspected of plotting to blow up a number of airplanes headed to the United States. A few details of those arrested have emerged. The Bank of England today froze the assets of 19 of the suspects and released their names. NPR's Rob Gifford reports from London.
Apart from the airports, there was a strange sense of business as usual in London this morning, as police began a second day of questioning of the 24 people arrested in raids early yesterday. Prime Minister Tony Blair has remained on vacation in the Caribbean. One of the biggest steps taken by the British government has been the freezing of all financial assets belonging to 19 of the 24 men arrested yesterday. Their names have also been published. Crispin Black is a former government intelligence advisor and now a security analyst.
Well, there was a trigger event, we think, that made the police and the security services act, so lift the suspects. And some analysts and some sources are suggesting that part of the trigger event may have been a transfer of money, a preparatory transfer to actually finance, in particular, buying the air tickets for these people and the plot. So I think that explains why the assets have been frozen. Also, I think it's perfectly natural for the authorities not to want any extra free money still in circulation that could perhaps be used by anyone else.
News reports from Islamabad quote a Pakistani government official saying that seven people, including two British nationals of Pakistani origin, have been arrested. He's quoted as saying the two Britons provided information about the alleged plot. Muslim communities in Britain have been reacting to the fact that most, if not all, of those arrested come from Pakistani immigrant families. The names of all 19 people whose assets were frozen are of South Asian origin. Relations between the police and the British Muslim community have been tense since four extremists blew themselves and 52 other people up on the London transport system a year ago. Farhad Ansari works for the Islamic Human Rights Commission.
We need to get this straight. These people are innocent until proven guilty. Time and time again, innocent people's lives are being destroyed. Yes, they might not be slaughtered in a terrorist act, but they're being harassed, demonized. Their families are criminalized by the police, by wider society. For 4 years, we've been seeing more and more innocent people being harassed and demonized. We have seen very few terrorists being captured.
As for the airports, officials are warning to expect more delays, especially at Heathrow, the focus of the alleged plot. British Airways has said 40% of its short-haul flights from Heathrow today have been cancelled and 25% of its long-haul flights. Stephen Nelson is chief executive of the British Airports Authority.
It's going to be another difficult day for both the airports and for passengers today, but there is, you know, cause for optimism that we'll get more flights off today, that we've got more people on the ground. There will be queues, there will be cancellations, but we are making progress.
Though officials here say they think they have arrested everyone involved in this plot, police are urging continued vigilance. They warn of possible extremists in other cells, involved with other potential plots, deciding to act quicker than they otherwise would have done for fear of being exposed in the light of yesterday's arrests. Rob Gifford, NPR News, London.